welcome. Sit back, relax, for a little bit of reflection, introspection, and connection. Join us in our authentic chats about how we navigate this world as humans. Before we start, a big thank you to our sponsor, changeyourliferetreats.com, a place where you can start your path to authenticity. Find out more at changeyourliferetreats.com. Welcome back to the Talking Minds podcast. I'm here again with Paulina. Hello, Paulina.
Hello.
That was a pause. Okay, now we're going to be talking something controversial today. By the way, the light orb just went in. I'm seeing light orbs. If anybody thinks we're crazy, because we're going to go on crazy in a minute. But I just saw another light orb. So just to let you know, at the beginning of this, there was a light orb came through. Has anybody seen in the news about Jay Shetty? I've been a massive fan of Jay Shetty for many, many years. For those of you who don't know him, he's actually got one of the biggest health podcasts on the planet. I think it's called On Purpose, if I remember rightly. And he's from London originally, has been in LA and has been connected with a lot of celebrities. But recently, I think it was The Guardian had published something about how a lot of his story and everything that he told was actually a scam. And so we're gonna have a look at scams and out in the transformation community and the fact that it's all a scam. Now, this is interesting given that we both work in this industry, but we want to give you both sides of the story. So before we came to start recording this, Paulina was telling me a little bit of story. So share your scam story.
So I actually feel like I'm losing a sense of authenticity in the world. And I feel like people who are creating courses or putting out the programs, they are just getting us sucked into their energy of wanting more, doing more. And I'm going to share an example of my friend who is in a business leadership program. She spent a lot of money. She did that. Obviously, she was thinking it's not enough. So she signed up for another course, which was obviously discounted to, you know, get a better value. She wanted to do that because it was half price, right? So she went away for the weekend. She spent the whole weekend learning presumably new things, leaving her, you know, family, her husband, spending the money on hotel and the travel. And then she came back home on Monday, very frustrated. And her husband is asking her, hey, weren't you so frustrated? Weren't you supposed to be so happy? You went for this beautiful weekend course about business, about leadership, about learning how to manage people, how to be better at your, you know, business and grow your business. And she said, no, I didn't learn anything new. I've learned nothing new. I just got reminded what I knew. So basically, she spent all the money, all the time to remember what she forgot.
Right. And however, let's flip this now, because Jay Shetty has been obviously heavily maligned in the press. I know that I've come across this myself with Marissa Peer, but let's show the truth of this. So now tell the other story about when you went to the doctors.
Oh, that's even more interesting. We're in a wellness, I won't say wellness because obviously we know the word, but we are in a transformational environment, right? We help people to transform from point A to point B. People in a holistic world, they're always being questioned how much they're charging. People want always a discount or free services. On the other hand, when you go to a doctor, you never question a doctor for free service. You normally pay, unless you are on NHS, right? You probably might have some free services, but then the wait time is 3 years, 5 years, you're going to die before you're going to see anyone, right? So if you want to solve your problem fast, you want to go to a doctor, you don't question. You might not want to pay for it, but you don't question it. So my recent visit was lasting 15 minutes. Obviously, I had to go through this protocol and I got some pills. I didn't want to take them, but that's the protocol. I don't get to negotiate with my doctor. Whatever he says, I have to accept it. And I don't question how much he's charging. I don't want to pay it, but I'm paying it because I need him, right? So within the 15 minutes of my consultation or my visit, not only I paid so much money, my problem was technically solved within 5 minutes. The next, so around 10 minutes, he was talking about his dream and donuts and other things that were completely empty and meaningless and didn't make sense. So this is very frustrating because I got paid for the service that I didn't really get. Obviously, I got pills, but my emotional needs were never met. And I felt like this was a scam.
And I think this is what I want to really highlight, is that if this is nothing to do with transformation, this is nothing to do with Jay Shetty, Marissa Peer, Tony Robbins, you know, Mind Valley, Vishen Lakhani, Esther Hicks, all of that kind of what we know is quite, you know, Procter and Gallagher, you know, Bob Proctor, that sort of stuff. Actually, everything that, those people are saying is absolutely true. It is true. It's true to a point. And everything that the doctors say are true to a point, but it's to a point. It's an opinion. And we as humans give away our energy far too easily. And we follow the crowd. You know, it's so interesting how much people pretend. So I want to bring this thing up. So I put a post out on Instagram and in some Facebook groups, and it was a Lamborghini that was kind of stuck in a jungle, and it was all dirty, and it said, your environment, it was like, your environment will make you feel worthless. And what it was saying was about, you can be a brilliant person, an amazing human being, but if your environment is wrong, you'll feel worthless. And so this was, what was really interesting is that I put this out to different types of communities. And what was interesting was in those communities where it was what I would say more of that transformational stuff, you know, the type of people who might follow Jay Shetty and all the rest of it, a lot of the feedback that I got was, oh, Marcus, it's just your mindset. Mm-hmm. If anybody knows me, you tell me that it's my mindset, fucking punch you in the face. I will literally rip your throat out. Because that, to me, is somebody who doesn't understand what mindset is. That's somebody who has literally been on a course, a bit like what you said. They've been on a course and they are repeating what that guru has said. They don't understand what mindset is. You know, they don't understand it at all. And then other a few other people have gone, that's an interesting point. And that was more in a business community.
Mm-hmm.
However, I want to say that word in two different ways, because one of those words, worthless, indicates when you put that out that you're a victim to your circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is worthless, i.e. I know I am worth something, but my environment does not see me as being worthy. I'm worth less than anybody else. So when we go to the doctor versus Jay Shetty debate that's going on at the moment, society tells you that a doctor is worth more than somebody like Jay Shetty. Now, I will tell you now, regardless of what Jay Shetty's done, how it's gone along, I have had more insights from listening to people like Jay Shetty than I've ever had from a doctor.
Yeah.
So this is what this means is that when that article came out, what The Guardian was actually doing was saying, we don't agree with this, we don't like it, and we're going to trash this as much as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the biggest challenge here is that with the medical industry, it is relatively heavily regulated. There's laws around that. And because of that, we deem it to be safer. And that's why we give it more value, is because we see it as being safe. The government is telling us this is safe. It's not. And I'll give you another example. So I recently had a post from, I'm not going to say who it is, but I'll say the kind of organization. It was a Chamber of Commerce that I'm a part of. And the whole point of Chamber of Commerce is, for people who are not in the UK, is that there's a UK Chamber of Commerce, and then there are like county Chamber of Commerce, and their whole point, they have them in the US, right? So the whole point of those is their job is to promote and to enhance local businesses, and it's networking opportunities, it's kind of peer-to-peer working. So it's keeping the dollar, keeping the pound in that community to, you know, ensure businesses are successful, and that permeates out to the communities. Really great thing. And I've got a bit of a beef with mine at the moment around well-being. And so I saw this post, and this post was on LinkedIn, and it said, AXA Healthcare. So for the people who don't know, AXA is like a big multinational insurance company.
I know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, when it comes to private healthcare, really big one in the UK. I'm sure they're probably in the US as well. Available to all members of the chamber. They've got this well-being hub that they've just launched that's all available. So I sarcastically put, oh, this is amazing. How do we get our services onto that well-being hub? Knowing damn well that I couldn't, but I thought, let's just ask the question. And I then got a response back that said, oh, you can't gain access onto this, but you can always put your services on the chamber website. Now, let me ask you a question. If you're going through a tough time, or you're not feeling good enough and you want to improve your confidence, are you going to go to your local Chamber of Commerce website to search people like me? No, you're not. So for me, there was no thingy there. And so this again is another one of those things that where we have these organizations that are supposed to support business, and they're not thinking about business. Mm-hmm. That post was nothing about supporting the members. That post was, look at who we are, look at this company that we're aligning with. And I think this is where we look at this guru status, where whether it be a doctor, it's like, choose your guru, right? So your guru might be your doctor. Oh, I go to my doctor, and I'm constantly going to my doctor, and my doctor's trying to help me, right? Number one, why are you fucking still going to your doctor? Why have they not fixed it? Secondly, and we've all done this, I've done this, I kind of still do it, is we get sucked into this guru mentality of, you know, like that business course. And I remember going to Mindvalley. I'm a massive fan of Mindvalley. I love Mindvalley. I'm part of the Mindvalley community. But I remember going to Mindvalley U last year and sitting there, I'm going, literally watching a YouTube video live. Paid like $5,000 to watch a YouTube video live. Now, what I did get out of that was just a really, really good time connecting with people. Same with the chamber. When I go to the Chamber of Commerce, I get to have conversations, a coffee, a breakfast. Yeah. But then I go, how much energy am I putting into that? What business am I getting out of that? What am I getting out of my life? And I think this is why articles like that in The Guardian saying that what Jay Shetty's doing is a scam, it's not a scam per se. It's for those people who have the money, who want to escape their reality.
Yeah.
And there is a point when you realize that, yeah, this information is useful, but it's not about the information. It's about the vibration. It's about the connection. And this is why...
Right. And I think that's why we have the Change Your Life retreats. Our, you know, retreat that's coming up in April. It's about the connection and application of the knowledge. So it's not just YouTube channel or, you know, telling people what to do. You are taking them on that journey. You are taking that through that experience so they can embody it, right? So when they watch stuff, like I watch a lot of things, and then after a while I feel confused, lost. There's so much going on in my head. The knowledge is not grounded, and I had to turn off my phone, go outside to really think about it, because it's like, yeah, whoo, this is too much.
And yeah, and you're right. It's so frustrating, and we're not the only ones, right? We're not the only ones. And this is where this worthless thing comes in, is that actually we give so much kudos and so much power to people who have authority, have money, are put on these plateaus as gurus. And actually, it's very egocentric. And so all they are doing is, like the doctor just gives the pill, what these other people are doing is just giving the pill.
Mm-hmm.
They're not helping you resolve the problem. They can't. And I had a client yesterday who had been following Marissa Peer's work, has been done. So she's now training with the training school, which is amazing. And she had the session with me, and she said, I can't go into hypnosis. You know, I can't release any of this stuff. And she's paid to do lots of these self-development courses. So she decided to go and train in it, but she decided that she wanted to go and work with somebody. And I just happened to be doing a webinar, my positive mindsets webinar, which is so ironic, because I always started saying, I don't believe that mindset exists. Because it's heart set, it's not mindset. Anyway, so she saw me on that webinar, contacted me and said she wanted to have a session. And she said, what happened yesterday? She sent a review, actually. She said, let me just see if I can find the review. Because she said that it changed her life, basically. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, she says, my experience was life transforming. I would recommend it to everyone. I feel like a cloud was lifted and I broke free. Marcus was great and made me feel absolutely safe. He also had amazing insights.
Nice.
And so when you work one-to-one with somebody, we can pay a small fortune for information. I've had clients that I've read this book, I've done this, I've done this course. And I think these things have value,
mm-hmm.
but that one-to-one experience, or that immersive experience that tells you the why behind the what,
yeah,
and then allows you to create your own how, is so, so powerful. But the problem is, the majority of people are not willing to understand that you cannot pay for transformation.
You go through this on your own. It's like when I used to do a lot of these courses, I remember what my teacher said, hey, I can show you a bike, I can tell you how to ride it, but then you have to try it on your own. You know, I can hold you for a little bit, then you have to start moving and balancing your body and then biking.
Yeah.
It's the same with transformation.
We have to be willing to know that we're going to fail. And so when you look at you have to fail. It's part of the process. Transformation sucks. And so the reason why, when you work with somebody one-on-one, when you get a coach, the reason why, you know, we'll spend $5,000, say, on doing a course, a self-development course, but we won't pay $5,000 to go and get a coach to show us what that looks like and how that feels. Why? Because we're more bothered about the attachment to the guru, as if that gives us some status. Oh, I'm doing this, I'm going to have my photograph with this person. Look, because I am on this course, or because I'm doing this thing, therefore I am worth more.
But you know what? Sometimes it's the environment, people looking for companionship. Because my friend, she said, not only one, I have a few, and we were talking about this multiple times about loneliness. Not aloneness. Aloneness is great. Loneliness. a lot of CEOs, or a lot of people who have their own businesses, especially, they don't have that person that they can share their information. I'm seeing this with my father. Sometimes he's not able to share his company stuff because no one can understand him. You know, he has that family support of love and, you know, kindness. But in terms of the strategy or really like, you know, sensitive things regarding employees, he has no one to talk to.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because I was speaking to a COO the other day about this, who I know that wouldn't come and work with me because they know me too well. But they were saying that there's no way that I would go and work with anybody on this. And that comes down to that thing that we've been talking about, which is psychological safety. So it's easier to feel psychologically safe maybe in the crowd because we're born to be tribal.
Yeah.
And the hardest thing is that when you work with a coach, when you work with a therapist, when you work with a proper yoga teacher, PT, whoever it is, all of a sudden you are seen. You are accountable. So you can't hide in the crowd and just absorb that thing and then go, oh, look what I did. You are naked because anybody who comes and works with me, I'll tell them from the off is that I'm going to hold you accountable to yourself. I'm not going to let you get away with anything, you know? And a lot of the times when I'm working with clients, what they say and what their body language is doing is completely different. And breaking through that bullshit and giving them that safety to do it. And this is what we're, this is why this retreat that we're running in April is going to be so transformative for people because it's going to be a safe space, but it's going to be a space where you're going to have to break through. You're going to be held accountable. It probably will be, you will have to go through some discomfort, but the joy of when you come through the other end of that and you can actually walk this world as being fully authentic, you then are worth something. Even if your environment hasn't shifted on the outside, knowing that you can walk the world knowing who you truly are is so true. And I think that's the only thing that keeps me and you going in regards to our own transformation and our businesses and doing what we're doing, right? We often talk about sucky times and how shit things are. And we're not doing that from a victim perspective. We're just doing it to kind of let that energy go in a safe environment. And that's why we do that with each other. But we know that we're not worthless. We know that we're good at what we do. But unfortunately, when you see headlines like that in The Guardian that says Jay Shetty's a scam and all the rest of it, then what that does is it permeates down to the whole of those complementary approaches, to those holistic approaches, and then more power back to the big corporates, the big doctors that go, ah, see, we told you it was all a scam. We told you it was this. And people go, oh, yeah, I knew it was a scam. And I'll go running back to big pharma.
But you know what? I actually think more and more people are seeing that the big pharma is not working. Because I'm actually going through myself. Like, I have some allergies, you know, like, the pill is not going to solve this. Only changing my diet or changing the food that I'm eating and doing other things that can help me to really go back into myself to see what's working for my body. So having a pill, it's not going to solve because it's a plaster, right? We want to see where the wound is, not just to, you know, cover it.
Yeah.
So I feel like seeing that for themselves.
Yeah, so I think this is what we're trying to say to people is open your eyes up to the fact that if you're looking to somebody else to solve the problem, that somebody says to you, I have the solution. So I would say, you know, the retreat we're doing in April, do I have the solution to your problem? Do I have the solution that's going to help you break through that? No, I don't have the solution. You don't have the solution, Pali.
No.
None of us have the solution for everybody else. What we have is the ability to guide you through to find your solution. And that's the big difference. But think about it. Are you going to sell a course if you go, I don't have the answer for you? I don't have the answer for you. What I have is an experience that I can put you through, and you've got to be responsible for that experience. And I'm going to guide you through that. I'm going to support you. I'm going to help you. Most people are going to go, oh, fuck, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do the work. I don't want to take responsibility for my life. What I want to do is I want a quick fix. I want a pill. And what you're saying is that people are waking up to the pharmaceutical pill, but that isn't working. That's not working for me. So all they're doing is that they're switching from one pill to another pill. And then they go, well, that's a scam as well. Oh, my life's over. Everything's shit. And it's not.
I think it's like a one disappointment after another. So it's like a constant. That's what I'm experiencing. I'm thinking, oh, this thing is going to be my next big thing. And I get lit up. I'm excited. I'm doing. And then something happens. Like, oh my God, this is not working. I'm dying. Oh no, we're going to transformation. And I had this dream even this morning. In the morning, you have the most vivid dreams and you sometimes can remember them. And my dream, oh my goodness, I saw two butterflies stuck together and they were in my hair and I was trying to pull them out. And I woke up with this image of beautiful butterflies, black with blue inside. And it was so amazing to see them in my dream. I was like, wow, this is just a confirmation that I'm going through a major transformation.
Transformation. I was just going to say that. I mean, that's the sign, is it? The transformation. And you're right. When we think everything is breaking down, we know that we're breaking through. And I'm going through the same thing at the moment. Everything just seems to be falling to rat shit at the moment. And what's interesting is that I've done this work so much and I value my own worth that I can actually be completely vulnerable and really honest and say, I'm feeling like shit at the moment. This is what I'm going through. It's really, and well, actually I'll share this, right? I'll share. So we were talking about the two crazies. There's the two crazies, right? And it's interesting that you, in these kind of more like your Jay Shetty courses, Marissa Peer, Mind Valley, Tony Robbins, you've got two crazies. So let's see, which crazy are you? So there's the crazy, which is, you know, people who've got serious psychological issues, people whose reality is distorted. And these programs can often attract people like that because what the claims are so big that, yes, they do work if you've got the financial abundance, if you've got that, those basic blocks, Maslow's basic blocks in place, these things can transform your life. And they're pitched at those people that are already normally financially secure, but maybe not emotionally secure. So that's where they're pitching a lot of these, but they're still attracting the people who are not financially secure, or they've tried everything. They're very, very vulnerable. And then because of that vulnerability, they are having real proper mental health issues where their reality is slightly distorted. So I say it's crazy. I don't mean that from a, you know, derogatory point of view, but there are two types of crazy. The second crazy is kind of what we're going through, which is, I know all this. I'm intelligent. I'm smart. You know, logically, I know how the world works. You know, I'm empathetic to people. I'm caring. I'm loving. But I feel that I'm worth less because of my authenticity. I'm worth less because I really care. And I'm going fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. How can, if everything in the world talks about love and honesty and integrity, that things are breaking down, but then in the opposite polar side of that, we have these things in the press about Jay Shetty and all, it's a scam, and we've gone through those things. And you just go, when did that person lose their authenticity? It was as if, I remember Jay Shetty leaving London to go to LA, and there's a mass, Marissa Peer did this as well. She was in London, went over to LA, she's now in Dubai, and they're all doing this. They're moving to where the money is, to where the energy is. And I have no issue with that. I don't blame them. You know, I wouldn't want to live in the UK at the moment. I do, but I don't want to, because it's so energy dense. And so I think what's happened with a lot of people, and we see it with pop stars, we see it with lots of people, is that they start off on this spiritual enlightened journey and the ego then takes over.
Yeah.
So I wonder sometimes whether when something like this happens, it's the universe that's saying, hey, you've lost your way a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then we know that We never get that with government organizations, and we don't get that with doctors. And by the way, I'm not dissing doctors. Doctors do an amazing job. They save people's lives.
They're good doctors who want to help, but the problem is the system is so tricky.
Yeah.
That if they are in the system, they have to play the game unless they become a holistic doctor and they lose their credibility.
Well, is that it? Have you hit the nail on the head? Have you hit the nail on the head there? That our doctors, and I would agree with you, go into medicine, and nurses and other people go into medicine. I believe the majority of people go into that to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a point where you have to sell your soul?
Yeah.
You get to a certain level where you've brought in maybe financial abundance, you've brought in authority. One person, if we were to look at that on both sides, is Dr. Joe Dispenza. So for those who don't know Dr. Joe Dispenza, he was in, I think it was a triathlon, this is years and years ago, and got sideswiped by a truck while he was on his bike and basically smashed his back up. And he refused, even though he was a medical doctor, he refused to have Harrington rod surgery for his back because he'd be doing research on the power of the mind. And a lot of the stuff he does is kind of using Kundalini energy and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And he repaired his back. I mean, the evidence is there. And his retreats sell out. I mean, that is something that I'd like to do. But one of the things that I love about Dr. Joe Dispenza is that he backs his work up with science. So he is really good from that perspective. But, and I don't know where this is now, but I remember reading that he was starting to really make gains on this. And the medical community, so his fellow doctors, basically kicked him out because he was starting to prove that the stuff that he does works. He was getting, you know, they were wiring people up and showing the changes in the brain and the body. So he was blending this transformational, holistic, complementary stuff with modern day science and all the stuff that we know, which is where I sit. That's the stuff that I love. So again, they all have their place, but we need to look at these things. Where's the evidence? And it's very difficult for the medical community to actually reach out, and you know, they're being stopped by working with people like myself. You know, I spoke to I was going to do something with the British Army, and Army Welfare stopped me going in. They said that I kind of didn't have the authority to do it. And so you can't really blame, you know, people like the Jay Shetty's, the Tony Robbins's, you know, going down that, because that seems to be, if you want any fame or any authority, there's part of your soul that you probably need to give away.
That's true.
But your people like Dr. Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden, who's the other one, Biology of Belief, I can't remember his name. Bruce Lipton. Most people probably haven't heard of those people, and there's lots of other amazing people that people haven't heard of, but that's maybe because they are just being more, they're just doing what they do. They're not famous for going after the fame. They are famous because they're doing incredible work. Brené Brown is another one, you know, shame researcher. I love Brené Brown's work. So they stand on their own, but there are many other people like them. And so I think that we have to look at being responsible and doing our research and really understanding that there is no magic pill, whether that's from your doctor or whether it's from these so-called gurus. There isn't. There is only your path. And there is a point in which you've got to take responsibility for that, and no online course is ever going to give you that true transformation that you need.
No, it has to be an experience, in-person experience. You might get glimpses or, you know, some snippets or some little things that can lead you to, you know, a bigger transformation down the line. But I've never had a tremendous transformation just by attending an online event.
No.
Because we're distracted, we're doing so many things, it's so hard to focus. We cannot grab those people and have them in that container. It's all about the container, it's all about the journey, the traveling, the accommodation, the food that you eat with the people, the workshops that you have inside, you know, the wellness that we have. It's on its own, very transformational. We don't even have to have workshops if we, you know, we can only like create space for people, you know, at the wellness center to have that transformation, right? We're giving so much. It's going to be very compact and complex.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. I think you've hit the nail on the head, is that this is why, when I look at my four pillars, which is what you want, why you want it, your values and creating those boundaries, but number one is your environment. And you need to find the environment in which you will thrive. And nature shows us this, right? If you put a cactus in a swamp, it will die.
Yeah.
You know, if you put, I'm just trying to think, a water lily in a desert, it will die.
Yeah.
So really, you need to find what your environment is. You need to find out what you align to and say, what do I get out of this? What is transformation to me? What is wellness to me?
Yeah.
And I think for me, most of it is finding a place where I have a sense of meaning, where I can be vulnerable enough to explore myself, to explore the truth of who I am, knowing that I am worthy. And if I am in a place where I am deemed less worthy, I know my truth. And that's what, obviously, we try to do with our clients. It's the whole reason why we created the retreat, was because we could see there was so much shit out there that people are paying an absolute fortune for and aren't going through transformation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So we'd love your, I think it's a great discussion point, this. We'd love your comments. You know, what has been your experience? What has been your experience of transformation? Is transformation a scam? What has been your experience with a doctor? Is it just about pushing pills? Tell us your experience of transformation and what it is that you would need to make that change in your life.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, transformation comes from you.
Yeah, within.
Comes from within. And with that, I think we'll leave it.
Thank you.
And we'll see you all next time on the Talking Minds podcast.